103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Welcome back to The Captain. Kita masih bersama The Captain kita untuk minggu ini. Beliau adalah Director, Consultant, Master Trainer, Dynamic Training Excellent Consultancy atau disebut D-Tech. Gitu ya.
Yeah.
Dr. TN, nama panjangnya adalah Datuk Dr. Tengku Naufal Tengku Mansur.
Yeah.
Waduh, call him Dr. TN. Dr. who specializes in human resources.
Yeah.
Dr. TN,
yes.
Tadi kita gantung satu pertanyaan seputar women empowerment. Why do you focus, one of your focuses is to empower women. Why is that?
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
My first degree, S1 aku itu bidang hukum.
Okay.
S2 juga hukum.
Yeah.
S3 itu baru aku memulakan pengkhususan skripsi aku itu dalam bidang change management. In business administration in Australia. It's in Australia, in Adelaide.
Okay.
Because of my background as a lawyer, saya seorang pengacara.
Oh, okay.
Masih pengacara. Dan juga pengacara syar'i sebenarnya.
Oh, oke.
Di sini dipanggil pengacara syar'i.
Pengacara syar'i, betul.
Sama kan?
Ya, betul. Ya.
Jadi, karena latar belakang saya itu dalam bidang hukum, dan permulaan karir saya itu, seringnya membantu kasus-kasus wanita.
Kasus seperti apa?
Kasus perceraian, kasus tuntutan
pelecehan
seksual, dan sebagainya.
Ya.
Jadi, apabila... seringnya in my involvement in that area, suddenly it create satu kesadaran yang besar bahwa adakah perempuan harus begini, apakah laki-laki harus begitu.
Yeah.
Dari karena itu, dari situ timbul one of my sub area is basically when I do training, I do very much training into women empowerment and gender equality. In fact, my sub specialization in my doctoral degree is in engaging men and boys to end violence against women. This is actually one sub area of gender equality and women empowerment.
We need 1,000 people like you. Cause yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
I think you will be one of them. You are, I believe, one of them. Yeah,
That's. I hope I can be.
And tadi hari ini dalam the manpower in our organization, being a captain, the composition of women and men in the organization as karyawan, almost similar.
Yeah.
If not. For example, in Malaysia, now we're reaching 60%, 40%.
Okay.
So we cannot deny the importance of gender communication in when we talk about changing the landscape of training.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So pertukaran ataupun perubahan-perubahan ini juga harus dipelajari, harus diamalkan oleh HRD professional, and also should be appreciated by the captain, the C-level, that women, how do they communicate? Women, how do they decide? Women, how do they negotiate? If you think that they are the same as men, welcome to the training world. We need to train more people. They are not, and we need to learn and acquire all this knowledge so that there will be synergistic impact to the management, particularly the C-level, so that the decision-making will be more fruitful. Dia akan menghasilkan keputusan-keputusan yang lebih baik sebenarnya.
Okay, thank you, Pak. One of the biggest challenges that each company faces nowadays is the existence of millennials.
Correct.
Millennials adalah bisa dibilang populasi baru dalam sebuah organisasi yang kalau kita tidak mengenalnya akan creating a problem juga. Karena mereka hidup di dunia yang berbeda dengan kita dulu gitu ya. Bagaimana cara kita bisa memahami karakter generasi millennials yang berbeda ini, Pak? Bagaimana tips Anda untuk menghadapi generasi millennials in order to create changes in organization as well?
Not only millennials, Danny. Basically, now we have nexters. The recent one is those who were born in the year of 2001.
Yeah,
2001 and maybe 2000. And today they are 19 or 18.
They have started working now?
Yes. Yes, and officially under the labor law, they are now an official karyawan. Yeah?
Okay.
And because of that, understanding me, I am a Gen X.
Yeah.
X. Maybe say you are Gen Y. You are the millennial. Yeah. And now there is another group that we need to understand. Number one, appreciate how do they live and how were they being brought up. Cara mereka dibesarkan enggak sama dengan cara kita dibesarkan. Satu. Yang kedua, kita harus paham sebagai captain bahwa mereka ini membutuhkan keperluan dan juga kehendak-kehendak yang berbeda.
Yeah, yeah.
Apabila berbeda, kalau kita sebagai kapten yang enggak memahami, kemungkinan mereka, dan mereka tidak akan berpikir dua kali untuk meninggalkan kita. Yeah, saya dari from my basic understanding and reading of millennials and nexters, the Gen Z, they will not think twice. If they are not happy, they will say that, okay, Pak, I'm gonna resign. Okay. Without thinking of what are they gonna do next day. This is a character yang kita harus pahami. Karena ada kepentingan dan juga nilai-nilai yang ada dalam mereka yang Gen Z and Gen Y ini, millennial and the nexters, yang bisa kita gunakan untuk menambah nilai kepada organisasi kita. Kita tidak bisa melepaskan mereka sebegitu saja. Justru kefahaman kita, pendekatan yang berbeza, and the keyword to me, for captain, we need to acquire situational leadership. This is a model, a theory given by Dr. Hershey Blanchard. If you read a book called Situational Leadership, a leader, the captain, cannot be too strict about their style. They need to be adaptable. Again, we are talking about change and changing.
Yeah,
we need to be adaptable and adaptable to the situation and also the surrounding and the people whom we are engaging with. So again, the captain must learn this this model called situational leadership.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to dwell deep into that because it will take another 1 or 2 days to talk about situational leadership.
True, but that's what mostly DTEC provides, right?
We do.
How to understand the millennials. And we have to know for sure that we're probably brilliant or great in the past, but yesterday's excellence is today's ordinary, right?
I like that.
There are some other new interesting practices done by millennials, ya. Jadi apa yang dulu keren belum tentu sekarang bisa diimplementasikan lagi berapa listener. Jadi millennial ini punya strategi-strategi juga yang bisa kita harus bekerja sama in order to create changes for your organization.
Benar.
Am I correct? Okay.
Benar.
I'm getting more curious to know more about you and DTEC.
Yeah, okay.
But we're gonna take another short break. When we come back, berapa listener, kita akan ngobrol-ngobrol lagi bersama Dr. TN, terutama mengenai DTEC ini, apa yang bisa DTEC ini provide buat membantu Anda sebagai top leaders untuk membuat perubahan dalam organisasi. Tetap bersama kita di The Captain.